But if there's a kasha, and the chura diik should be though, but if you have a wise shor, or shor, it's a smart shor, then it's pata. So Rashi's like, but to me, why? Why taka ya pata? Why is the balabar pata if a smart shor falls into your bar? So Mara says, Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, loy mi boy kama. The Mishnah means not only like this, but even that. Loy mi boy shor, shu pikeyach, tzechayiv. Not only if the shor is a smart shor, and he falls into your bar, that your chayiv. Avu shor cheresh reit v'kotin. Eima, char shoysay gormoloi. Maybe though the shor is a cheresh, is deaf and dumb. Or is a foolish one, or is a kid. Maybe then I could say the balabar should be potter. Because you know why? Because maybe I would say it wasn't the actual bar that caused him to fall in. It was his foolishness that he rolled into it, maybe. Amy may be saying, char shoysay gormoloi, is deaf and dumb. That's what caused him to go in. He wanted to jump into a bar. He thought he'll play there. Katnusa gormoloi was a kid. He caused him to jump around. He wanted to go in there. So maybe then, lifter, maybe then the balabar should be potter, kamash malon. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But even though the shor itself is foolish, and a katan, and it falls into the bar, still we say it's the bar that caused him to fall in, and the balabar is chayiv. Yeah. But who adin, if the shor is pikeach avadu also, then pshita, the balabar is chayiv. Because the only reason why the shor fell into the bar was because of your bar. If not for your boar, he's a pretty smart shor, he would have never fell in there. So it's your boar that falls into causes him to fall in, then for sure, yechai. Oh, Malay Rav Acha l'Ravina, Rav Acha said to Ravina, for your tanya we learn clearly, that nofal l'toichoi bardas potter. It says that if a bardas, somebody that has understanding, falls into a boar, then we say the balabar is potter. But the svar is, like, it's not my fault, the guy has his own brain, he should have watched himself. So my love doesn't mean to say shor badas. That's possible to have a smart shor, yeah? He can have a smart shor, he knows how to watch himself. So a smart shor, how smart is he here? He has to be smart enough that he sees a hole in front of him, he knows not to walk in there. So okay, you can have such a shor like that. So then the word is, we say, it's not the boar that caused the damage. Like you saw it, you shouldn't have walked in there. If you walked in, it's like you're walking into fire. So what do you want from me? So chutz mashma, the shor pikeach, the balabar is potter. Somewhere says, no, amalein loy, that's not what it means. Adam, it means here an Adam. It means if a man falls into a bar that's a bardas, then we say that's the exact cause of nofasham ashor echamor, shor v'lo yodam, the balabar is potter. For the Gemara, that's pshat elu meyato, Adam ben dasu de potter, holav ben dasu de chayiv. You want to tell me that only a smart man that falls into the bar is a potter. But mashma of a foolish man that doesn't have das or a cut and falls into a bar, you want to say the balabar is potter, I we dash in the posse because it's exact cause of. We dash in shor v'lo yodam siv. Mashmi, any yodam you potter from. Elamais, what's the other tzatz? What do you want to tell me? Bendas. Elamai bendas. What does the Bryce mean to say in bendas? It means min badas. It means a person. Because he's a type of a thing that usually has das. A shor is called lav badas. Shor never has das. But a man that has das, so that they call him a bardas, means any type of an Adam. Whether it's a cotton, a cheresh, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he called an Adam, that's called a min, ben das, then the balabor is potter. Omalei said back to Vatanya, we learned like this. Vatanya, no fala toichoi shor ben das potter. It says not like you, but it says clearly here that if a shor, a smart shor, falls into a bor in Echnami, the balabor is potter. It says clearly, bardas goes on a shor. Elo Amar Rav. Rav sounds like this. This is the Pshat in our Mishnah. Shav uCheresh. The Mishnah means to say, when is the balabar potter if a foolish shor falls in? Shav vuhu shaiter. Shav vuhu katan davka. Avu shav vuhu pikeach potter. But if the shor is a smart shor, a normal shor, then the balabar is potter in Echanami. My time. What's the reason? To boile iuni amazel. Because then the shor himself should have watched himself. That much das, that much understanding the shor has. That when he's walking and he sees a ditch there, don't walk into it. Go on the side. Like he has that much doubt to know it's dangerous. So since the shor didn't watch himself and he went in, it's his fault then. It's not so much the balabar's fault, it's the shor's fault. Therefore, in such a case, then Echnami, the balabar's potter. And Tanya Nam Yoch, we learn like this also. It says, V'nofala toichoi shor cherishai tevakotin v'suma, o malach balai l'chayiv. Only a shor that's shor of cotton, or else if it's a blind one, or else it's going at nighttime. At nighttime it can't see, so even if it's a smart shor, then it's not his fault. But we have a smart shor that goes by daytime, he's supposed to watch out and see where he's going. If he does not watch himself, so it's not the bar's fault. It's your own fault. You were negligent. It's because of you that you fell in. Therefore, the Bala bar is put. Nakanami. All right, turn over. Yeah. So Mishnah says like this. Echad shor v'yechad ko behemel and nefilas abor. Any type of an animal that falls into a bor, the Bala bar is putter. At least before, it means a bee is not a pkeich. Bees are shaita, a chere shaita v'kotten, then any type of them, you're chayiv. Feels bor ulaf roshes hasinai. There was the mitzvah by hasinai not to let an animal go near it. Rashi says in behemah mishksiv, v'nama bia chayiv v'yoyf v'gmara, it means the same thing. All type of animals were in that issa not to go near hasinai. Utashlume kefal, the parsh of kefal, if you steal, if you're ganif. Rashi, v'yafagad v'chsiv mishor v'yad chamor, you know it says that somebody steals a ganaf shor a chamor, so maybe only then yichayiv kefal. My Mishnah says no. Shar beimus v'chayis also yichayiv kefal. Well, the hashavas aveda. If somebody loses his chamor, so also the mitzvah hashavas aveda. Not only a shor, but all behemoths have the mitzvah hashavas aveda. Leprika, same thing to help somebody. Because also of tazivimo, you have to help him. If there's too much weight, there's a big load on the animal. The mitzvah to help him goes in any type of an animal. Lichasima, the Torah says you're not allowed to muzzle up an animal when it's working. It's not only a shor or chamor, but any animal that you're working with, you're not allowed to muzzle it while it's working. Lechlayim, who I did have Rashi goes and havor to mate them together. Alpha God's Dino the Pasuk says behem techula sarbiya chlayim. So maybe only by a behemah, two different meaning of a behemah, you can't put them, let them live together. But maybe chayis noifas, yes. Kamash from the Mishnah, no. The yis of havor as haklayim apply even to chayis and toifas. Ule Shabbos. That is a mitzvah, shvisas behemtoi. You have to let your animals rest on Shabbos. You can't have them work from you. Not only a shor and a chamor, but all animals, all lifeways, go into this inyan. Ve'chein chaye v'yoif. The same thing, chaye kuyayts of him. That chaye lifeways go into all these halachis, not only by behemah, but it also applies to chayes and toifeways. In came of so, lo monem a shor and chamor. How come by a lot of these dinim, the Torah only says the words, shor and chamor, but that's the normal thing that usually you have around your house. The normal animals you have is a shor, an ox, or a chamor, a donkey. But enechnam, it applies to all animals, all chayes, and all lifeis, all these in yon. Now the Gemara says, the nefilas habor, the falling into a bor, how do we know this? Kesev yoshev lebolok, like we had before. The Pasuk says at the end that the owner has to pay back for the damage. Kesev yoshev lebolok, return it back to the owner. So we dashin, call the Yisle Bailim. As long as there's an owner to it, whether it's a shor, a chamor, or a knife, so the Baal HaBor has to pay the owner. Like I said before, Liafroshes HaSinai, how do we know about the Pasha of HaSinai? We had to keep away Chayis Noifas also. The Pasuk says, in Ish, La Yichya. It says what? We can't let them, like in Peshtya, live there. V'chaya b'chla b'heim hevi. Yishno, a chai is called the chlal behemah. The Torah says behemah, it means a chai also. And im, l'rabbis es oifas. Says the word im behemah, the word im comes to include a oifas also. Rashi says, chai b'chlal behemah, first Rashi of Siv, zois ha behemah she teichlu, oksiv basri ayel tzvi, it says a tzvi, a deer, which is a chaya. So you see what the Torah says, zois ha behemah she teichlu, that a chayis are included in behemahs. So when it says in the Pasuk, in behemah has to be kept away from Har Sinai, behemah means behemah and chayis, and in behemah means even oifas also. Letashlume kefal, how do we know kederminan? Like we said, I'll call devar pesha to klal, call devar pshia, any type of a pshia, anything that you're pesheth, you stole, for that you chayif. So Rashi says, that I'll call devar pesha al shor, call devar pshia means, afilu dove shem ruach chayim, meperek meruba. Anything you steal, you're a ganef. Doesn't have to be a balchai. If you steal somebody's pants, and then we catch you, so you have to pay that kefal. That's called a kol devar pesha. Right, la shavas aved, how do we know? The Pasuk says, l'chol aved esachicha. Mashma, not a watch your friend lost, there's a mitzvah to return it. L'prika, how do we know if a prika take off the bundles off your friend's animal? Yalev chamor chamor mishabbos. Even though it says here by chamor, and it says by shabbos, also chamor, she learned out, here also means everything. L'chasima, how do we know you can't muzzle up an animal when you work with it? Yalev shor shor mishabbos, says here by shor, and it says by Shabbos also shor, just like there it means everything, here also means everything. L'klayim. By klayim, how do we know it means all types? E-klayim. The harishif, when Torah says, L'sachris, shor, v'chamor, yachdov, don't work with two different meaning together. Yalev, shor, shor, mishabbos. Just like shor by Shabbos means everything, shor by klayim also means everything. E klayim the havor, ever means klayim not to put two different meaning together, let them live together. Yalav behemtucha, behemtucha mishabbos. Says by havor klayim of behema, behemtucha, and it says by Shabbos behemtucha. Just like by Shabbos it means all meaning, here also means all meaning. Now we're learning out all these things from Shabbos. For the Gemara, the Gabi Shabbos minolon. How do we know even by Shabbos? That when it says shor chamor means everything. The Tanya we learned. We have Yaisi Yaim and Mishum and Mishmuel. The Dibra is Hori Shainis Nemar Avdecho Vyamoscho Vemtecho. Says of Vemtecho. There's a mitzvah Shvisa, you have to let your Eved, your Omo, and your Behemoth rest. Says Vemtecho. Well, the Dibra Sachroinis in the second, it says Dibra, it says Nemar, it says Vishorcho Vechamorcho Vecho Vemtecho. Here it includes already Yashurna Chamor. For the Gemara, Valoy Shor Vechamor Vechlauko Behemohoyu. So why do we have to have the word Shorcho Vechamorcho? That's included in Vecho Vemtecho. Falama Yotza, why does it say here separately Vishorcha Vachamorcha and then Vachol Behemtecha? Loimaloch, it says that he had to teach us that Ma Sho Vachamoromakan, Chai Vyoiv Kyoitzavim, just like here by Shabbos is a mitzvah Shvisas Behemtecha. You have to let your behemoth rest. Not only in the Shor and the Chamor, but it says Vachol Behemtecha, even Chayis and birds are also included. If so, Af Koil, any other place in the Torah, when it has dealing with animals, and it says Shorcha Vachamorcha, Hatayu Kol Chayiv Yoiv Kyoitzavim. And these other halachas of a harvoyas klayim, of chasima, also it applies to all type of animals. Not only behemoths, even chayas, even oifas. For the Gemara now, Eima, why not like this? Behemo the dibros are rishonis klal. But the dibros are rishonis says the word behemtecho v'chol behemtecho one time, maybe that's a klal. Then in dibros achronis it says, shorcho v'chamorcho. The dibros achronis prat. So maybe klal prat ain't the klal mashiv prat. Maybe it's a klal prat, just the opposite. Shor v'chamor in midi achrin eloi. Maybe only this. So Moris Mesa, how do you know the dashing even by Shabbos? It means all the behemoths. Maybe the mitzvah shvisas behemtecho azoni on the shor v'chamor. So Moris Amri, I tell you poshid. V'chol behemtecho the dibros achronis chazar uklat. Chazar uklal. It says at the end of the Seras Adibras, it says the V'chol Behemtecho. It says V'shorcho V'chamorcho V'chol Behemtecho. So V'chol Behemtecho is another klal. So therefore, it's a klal or prat a klal. It's the atadan l'kayin a prat. I learn out like the prat. Ma prat mefurish balachayim. Af kol balachayim. Fanka ribui. Anything that's like the prat. So anything that's like a shor v'chamor, like a balachay, you have the mitzvah shvisas behemtecho. You have to make sure you behemoth rest. For the Marvi Eimer, maybe I should say, Ma Prat Mefurish Dovash and Nevelosa Metamah Magomasa. Maybe only like a Shor Nechamor, when they die, their bodies have Tumas Magomasa. If you touch an Avelum, or you carry it, you're Tumay. Av Kol Dovash and Nevelosa Metamah Magomasa. Av Leif is Lay. But a dead bird has no Tumas Nevelah just by touching it. Only if you eat it, when you swallow it. But just touching it and carrying it is not Tumay. So maybe there should be no mitzvahs or Shrisas or Oif. Amri Atayim came to son Nisra Rachmona Chad Prat. The Joshua said one of them. Shorcha Vachamorcha, one of them. Not two. Now that it says two, it means even a knife, even a bird. For the Gemara, no. Hai Nichtav. Which one of the two should it say, which one not? Hai Nichtav Rachmona. Ikos Rachmona Shorcha. Joshua just said, Beshorcha, Havamina Korban, Havamazvechin. Only animals that you can bring for carbon. Behemoth. There's a mitzvah shvisas behem to let it rest on Shabbos. But maybe chayas shein the korban gavim mizbech loy. But maybe chayas that can't be brought on the mizbech. Maybe there is no mitzvah for shvisas behem to that type of a min. Even your own private chaya. Maybe there's no mitzvah shvisas behem to. So kos rachmona chamor. The Torah has to say the word chamor. Now the kos rachmona chamor have a min. I would have thought to say kodesh bebchayra. Chamor has a mila called part of the pasha of petach chamor. The firstborn of a chamor has kedusha to it. You have to be poyder it. In Shein Kodesh Rabbi, but other chayas that have no pasha, petach hamor, maybe there's no din ashrisa behemtoi. It's chas rachmon ashor. That's what Torah has to write both of them, shorcha v'chamorcha. But still, maybe only minim that have tumas nevela, tumas mago masa. But an oif that has no tumas mago masa, maybe there's no mitzvah shrisa behemtoi. Ela rather v'chol behemtocha ribuyuhu, v'dashkos a ribuy. V'cholhecha the chas rachmon. It's about the Torah doesn't say behemtecho. It says v'chol behemtecho. The v'chol is the ribuy, even oifas also. For at the Gemara, is that true? Whenever the Torah says the word curl, is it a reboot? It includes everything. For Agabe Maisa, by Maisa, we should know at that. To say the pasuk says curl, for Kotashina Le, the Klal Prat, we still make it for Joshua Klal Prat. The Tanya we learned. When you have moyes of Maisa Shani, you appoint the Maisa Shani outside Yerushalayim, then you take the money into Yerushalayim, and you're supposed to again buy with it food. To say you could buy anything you want. Klal, mashm, anything you want, you can buy with the moyes Maisa Shani. Then the Pot said, Baboka Batoin, Bayayin of a Sheikha Prat, mashm only these things. Then, Ovechola, Asher Teshocha, Nashecha, Chosu Aklat. Klal, it makes another klal. So you say, klal a prat, klal yatadan a klal a prat. It has to be like the prato. Ma prat mefurish pri. Me pri, begdule karkas, with something that gives you a fruits, and something that grows off the ground. Av kol pri mi pri, something that has a pri from it. Rashi says, pri mi pri means, vlad mi vlad, means seeds that come off from those born like, yayim mi anovim, means even wine that comes out of grapes like, v'sheichem et tamarim. Rashi, lemutei kmei mo patrius, umayim mo melech, deinem pri mi pri. Who wanted to do it? Karka. So, what do you see here? That even by Maisa, even the Torah says, Uvechol Asher Teshocha Nashecha, it doesn't mean to include any type of a food. There are still dinim. Which type of a food can you buy with your moys of Maisa Sheni? So you see, even though the Torah says the word koil, koil does not mean to include everything. So I come here by Vechol Behemtuchi, tell me it means to include all the hemis. I'll tell you like this. Amri, Bekoil Klal, Klal, Kol Ribui. Here by Meiser it says Uvachol, it says a base, Bechol. Bechol is only part of the klal. But here it says Kol Behemtecho, Kol, that's like a ribui. Kol Tak is a ribui, so therefore Kol Behemtecho means even Eifas, are also included in the mitzvah of Shvitas Behemtech. Iboyisem Nanotar, it's like this. Kol Nami Klolu. Now, even the word Kol could also be part of the klal. Miyu. Hi, koil the hoch ribuye. Here by the Teres of Dibris, when it says kol behemtecho, here it's special. This koil means a ribuy. Why? Mid hevel le mechtav of behemtecho. It just could have said the word u behemtecho. Kid a sib a Dibris or a shinus. Because by the first Dibris, the other Teres like it says, a behemtecho. How come here, uksiv, v'chol behemtecho? How come by the Dibris Hashnias, it changes around and says, v'chol behemtecho, shemamina ribuya? Here it's mashmatak, it's a ribuy. V'chol behemtecho is a ribuy that not only sharcha v'chamorcha, but even ifas also. So the marahash, do the yamrit, call ribuyahu, now that you're saying what? Curl is called a ribuy, behemtecho the Dibris are rishonos. V'shor v'chamor the Dibris achronos lomali. And let the Torah just write v'chol behemtecho, which mashm every type of a behemo. So what do I have? Behemtecho by dibros rishonis and shorcho v'chamorcho by dibros achronis. It's all extra. Let the Torah just write one time v'chol behemtecho means everything. I'm going to tell you like this: shor is lagmurei shor sholachim, like we said before. True. And I have to say the word shor here to teach us other places in the Torah. By chasim, the Torah says le'sachsam shor b'dishoy, that you can't muzzle up your shor. It's not only a shor, but it means that all other animals. And chamor is lagmurei chamor chamor l'prika. When it says the word chamor, it comes to teach us chamor chamor l'prika. That even though it says by the mitzvah prika, if you have an animal loaded with bundles, help the guy take it off. It says that by chamor, slav tzavka chamor means all behemoths. Behemtecho, why does the Torah have to say in the Dibros of Rishonos, the word behemtecho, liyagmur to teach us, behemtecho, behemtecho leklayim. Now in the parasha of klayim, the Torah also says, loisaviyah behemtecho, don't put together two different meaning, it's not only behemoth, but applies to all animals, you have this isof klayim. Yoch, if so, afilu odom, litzisor, then by an odom should also be yosedin. Trashe de klayim, mishabas yafinon, odom am litzisor, lim shaykh bekroin, ima behema. If you're learning it out from Shabbos, so there should be an also that a man and a shor can't work together. If you want to pull a wagon, so we know you're not allowed to pull it with a shor and a chamor. Two shvarm is okay. What about a man and a shor? A man wants to work with a donkey together. Is there any issa to pull the koran together? So we hold no. The issa climb is only climbed by behemoth in the parasha climb, not a man. But if you learn it out from Shabbos, the mitzvah shvisa Shabbos to rest on Shabbos applies to behemoth and to a man also. If you're learning it out from the mitzvah, Shvisa's Behema, Shvisa Shabbos, the rest of Shabbos applies to another also. So it should be also for a man to pull a wagon with a chamor or with a shor. Allah Matan, how come we learned? Adam Mutter in Kulam, no. Lachrash will imshaych. A man's allowed to make harisha with a shor. There's only an issa shor and a chamor to work together. But an Adam is Mutter. Or who adin to move it, to drag the wagon, you're allowed to use a man and a shor. Why? Amra Papa, Pufnoi yoda time of thy milsa. Rabbi says Pufnoi knows the reason of this knows the reason here. Rashi Pufnoi means v'nei Pufnoi shame makom. The people of this place, they know the reason. Omani, who is it? Rav Acha by Yaakov. Omakro, the pasuk says the man Yanuach Avdecha v'yamoscha kamoicha. Only for the mitzvah anocha to rest on Shabbos, so we say a man is like another man, the same thing. Only for the mitzvah shvisa, so we say a man like Eved and Noma is like a behema, but not for other mitzvahs. Rather, for other mitzvahs, it only applies to shachar v'mercha to chol behemis, and not to another. Shor Rabbi Chanina bar Ogil, Esrab Chia bar Abba, Mifnei Ma, but Ibus Rishin is the name of Behem Toiv. And the first I said the Dibbus doesn't say the word Toiv, but the Dibbus Achroinoi